Moncrief on News Talk.
Listen to Us is the name of a new campaign and accompanying podcast that focuses on safety and bullying and features a number of children from Dublin's North Inner City who have something to say on the subject. We're joined in the studio by Ruth Breen, who's a designated liaison person with community after schools, and 11-year-old Taylor Brennan. Good afternoon to you both.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Now,
Ruth, could you start by telling us about CRISPR and what that does?
I can. So CASPER is...
Or CASPER, I should say. Sorry,
yeah. Sean, I wasn't correcting you.
But you did do it very subtly there. Well done. I'm getting a lot wrong today.
Community After Schools Projects.
Yeah.
CASPER for short. So we are basically after schools, as it says in the tin, for the local primary schools in the immediate area. So children don't have far to walk to the club, but we collect them. So, and we're doing that since 95. So we're basically, I love to describe it in children's language as the pink fluffy cloud in between going to school all day and before they go home. So they have that nurturing piece, added safety piece, and a fluffy cloud time for 2.5 hours. And it's child-led, our service. So, you know, they get to do what they love to do.
Yeah. And do you go to after schools, Taylor?
Yeah, I go to Roots one. I go to CASPER.
Yeah, and what do you do there?
We just like play and we like eat a lunch, and then we sometimes we go on the bus, or we go to the park, or in the summertime we go to the beach or something.
Oh gosh, that's nice. So you go on little outings as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. And why is there a need for them?
Well, if you basically, the Northeast Inner City hasn't got any green spaces or anything like that for children. When you think about, you know, they did a great regeneration job, and I'm not knocking it. The place looks wonderful, but their apartments and their flats, the children don't have anywhere to go. There are two parks. One is closed right now because of vandalism, and there's another one that's too far up away from them. You can't expect a primary school age to walk up to Mountjoy Square, you know. So basically, there's nowhere for them to play. There's a need for after schools for the connection, for the relationships. We have two different schools together, so they interact with each other. And I just feel if we weren't there, they'd be playing on the streets.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a lot of action and, you know, historical trauma in the Northeast Inner City that we're all very aware of. So that nurturing piece is hugely important to us.
Yeah. And so the Listen to Us campaign.
Right.
What's that about?
So that came from Eurochild. It was called the Daphne program, and they were funded. So it's basically trying to get children's voices, in a nutshell, children's voices onto policy for the higher ups.
Yeah.
Instead of adults representing children, putting all these policies in place. But it's not what the children really want.
Mm.
So this project came from the European Eurochild, the Daphne programme, and then Listen to Us we were funded for it. So basically, it was a whole ream of programmes, podcasts, dramas, art. I'm sure Taylor's going to tell you a few bits and pieces, but it's to talk about safety. It was to talk about kindness and respect. Mm. So as children, it's basically what we want is children's opinions. And non-violence, children's opinions, what they do not like and what they do want and they do want to see. So all that is documented, what they did and their opinions and the podcast. So it will be all documented and go up to the higher ups eventually.
Yeah.
To go into policy, let's hope, you know, that's the outcome, the goal.
So, Taylor, what did you say on the podcast? What did you talk about?
I was talking about
We're talking about kindness?
Yeah, kindness and respect and like all the other stuff. And
tell Sean about the drama you did.
Oh yeah, we did drama and it was actually brilliant. And we did like loads of we go up every Thursday. Was it Thursday? Yeah, Thursday. And we go up and we do like games. We go in a circle and we write on the whiteboard, or we guess when it was the last day, we got sweets and all. Mm. And her daughter made like little cookies. Mm. They were like little cookies. And her daughter made them. And it was actually very nice.
Yeah. What kind of cookies were they?
It was like... It's hard to explain. It was like...
Was it chocolate in them? Yeah.
I think there was chocolate and the sweets made into them.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
It was like
nice.
A Rocky Roll.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And would it be fair to say that like asking kids opinions about safety and kindness, that, you know, every now and again you meet a child who doesn't feel safe or doesn't feel that they're experiencing much kindness?
Well, absolutely. And I think that's where my role comes into the Community After Schools project. I'm actually there 24 years. So I've seen generationals grow up, you know, like I would have seen moms who were children in the project.
Yeah.
So, and there is a lot of people that isn't kind, and there's a lot of threats, and, you know, so for me, it's important to hear them. And when they are going through that, we're there to step in and offer the support that's needed.
Yeah.
You know, obviously there's TUSA, obviously there's all the community services, because Dublin One has an awful lot. So once we know that that's happening at all, we step in. And the primary schools are particularly in tune, and they're very holistic, the three primary schools. So, you know, there's nurture rooms, and a lot of schools wouldn't have something like that, you know. So they need a breakout class, they get a movement break, then to the nurture room.
Okay, and what happens in the nurture room?
A nurture room would be like, so children like you described, that people aren't being kind to them, whether that's home or whatever the circumstance, you know, and they're a bit overwhelmed in class. A nurture room is where there's a couch and a toaster, you know, and a press. So the teacher might, or the SNA or whoever it might be that's available at that time, have put a slice of toast. You've been in the nurture room in your school, haven't you? And it's just a movement break and a bit of free time and a bit of calm time.
Yeah.
So Casper would do similar. So like we have a thing about walking to the shop, because that's a movement break, but it's also a treat.
Mm.
So when a child feels overwhelmed, we would all be very nurturing. Like we would have two child care workers nearly to five children, you know. Yeah. So it's like one big sitting room. Sometimes I describe it as, because it is one room, but we've got broken down just halfway through. So like they're really kind to each other. I will say that the children are very, very kind to each other. And if someone's upset, they're all very concerned.
Okay.
So it's a very nurturing organisation. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's lovely. Well, and your nurture room in your school, Taylor, what's in there?
So there's like classrooms and like loads of classrooms. Like there's like, there's one like for like, there's one next door, that's my friend's, Romy, and then my cousin's in it. And they just do like normal stuff. Like say if we're doing reading, they do handwriting, and say if we're doing handwriting, they do reading. And then, well, it's usually yard time. We all go to the yard, but like say fourth class and third class goes first, and then we go second.
Yeah.
So mostly, our classes have much more time because we're last. And we get
Are you in fourth class, fifth class?
No, fifth.
Fifth, yeah.
And we have an extra like 10 minutes or something.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah. Would there be still intergenerational trauma to a degree?
For me?
Yeah.
24 years, yes, I would say. Yeah. I work in the area. There is. But there's more help now and there's more awareness. Because trauma was a word that wasn't used 24 years ago when I went in there. And, you know, there is a lot, but there's an awful lot of help. And I have great hope because this Listen to Us project and Casper to me is all about hope. And we're all very compassionate about what we do, you know, full of passion for the children and the families. And there is a lot of just grandmothers, grandparents and raising children, you know, from different traumas that have happened. But we all, the communities, the actual projects in Dublin One are very interlinked, and we great collaboration work. So like if one family's in particular trouble, well, we can refer to what suits best. And there's a huge amount of care in Dublin One, you know, and it's a great community. You know, the families are amazing because they've faced so much trauma and historical trauma, but they are very resilient.
Yeah. But what you've said, what you described there about, you know, the kids, if someone's upset, that all the other kids kind of rally around and
It's innate. There's a great energy. You know, yeah. I know it gets a lot of bad press, but it's an amazing, amazing area. You know, for the what's the word I want to use? Togetherness.
And sense of community.
Oh, huge.
Because of all the stuff you've recorded, and you know, you want politicians to look at it and take it on board. Is there, if you like, an overwhelming message you want to give them?
I think the huge message is listen to what the children are telling you they need, you know, in their worlds. Definitely. The adults can represent and say, yes, well, this will keep them safe and this is. But children themselves, you know, because unfortunately there is no green spaces in Dublin One. You know, really, there isn't enough.
Yeah.
There isn't.
Gosh, yeah. I'd say, Taylor, would you like to have a park nearby where you live?
Yeah, but there's a park nearby of us, but I don't think they should build that again, because every time when the babies or the kids or the kids go in and all, they just ruin the whole thing, and there's no point in fixing a new park if they're just going to ruin the whole thing.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it had to close again because due to fires.
But if they can figure out some way to get people to stop damaging the park.
Yeah, but every time when the police comes and they just run.
Yeah.
So there's no point of getting a new park.
Yeah.
Because all they do is just going to let a fire and they're just going to wreck it.
Yeah. God.
They're going to wreck on the kids, and they're going to wreck on the small babies.
Yeah.
And it's not fair on them.
Yeah. If you were, Taylor, though, if you were Taoiseach for the day, would you make sure that didn't happen anymore?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe one day you will be. You never know. Taylor, thank you very much for coming in to speak to us today. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Yeah.
Yeah, go on then.
My ma's a big fan of you.
Well, I'd say hello to your ma. Was that your mum sitting outside?
No.
Oh, no. All right. Okay. Well, say hello. Give your mum a hug for me, will you? When you get home.
Do you know Shirley Brennan?
No, that's her name.
Shirley Brennan. Well, hello to Shirley Brennan. You've raised a fine young woman there. That was Taylor Brennan there and Ruth Breen. Thank you both very much for coming in to talk to us today. We'll take a break, back in a minute.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.